It is time now for Talking Books with Susan Brown. Susan heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library just down the road from us, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org, their website. And she joins us now for another round of Book Talking. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm really good. I can't believe
let's check that off then.
Only Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
From a news perspective, like the last couple of days have been very, very eventful in Chapel Hill Carborough. Yes,
what
Chapel
do you mean,
Hill
Aaron?
In particular. You know,
I don't understand.
All of the,
what are you talking about?
All the UNC stuff.
I know. I'm kidding.
And it comes on the heels of 3 weeks in a row of, oh, it's the holiday season. Everyone's got the week off. No one's doing anything. And then we start this week and it's like boom, 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 all of these things happening at once. And it's an exciting time to be here and to be following it and to be paying attention to it and to be covering it and right in the middle of it. But it's only Wednesday.
So I agree. And I actually, so I'm in a workshop training all week over at the School of Government on campus. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's very intense and intensive. And I was sitting there today and at about, I don't know, about 2 hours ago, I'm sitting with a person who I've gotten to know. We're friendly now. And during a break, she looks at me and she says, wait a minute, tomorrow's Thursday? And I said, yes, it is. So
It's not Saturday, it's not Sunday. Yeah.
So between the holidays and just the winter season and all of that, I don't think we'll have our stuff straight till about February.
Probably not.
And then that's a short month. So
right.
we're it's just hopeless.
It'll be around then that the government opens back up. Right?
There you go, hopefully.
Yeah. Is the government shutdown affecting the library at all? Is there any connection?
So it's not right now.
Right.
You know, the only real connection that we have with federal agencies is the IMLS, which is the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which manages some grant funding that we get. But it's not impacting us. I haven't heard much sort of nationally about it, but certainly folks that work for that agency, I'm sure, are sitting at home wishing that they were at work.
Yeah, there's a surprising number of people who are on furlough just in the Triangle area. I've got friends who work for the EPA. They're on furlough. And
yes,
yeah.
There's a lot of EPA folks and quite a few of the contractors.
Yes.
So So not just federal employees, but the contract employees. So it's this ripple effect. So I hope they work it out soon.
Yeah. Yeah, you and everyone else maybe a few exceptions. I don't know, but okay. So we're talking books, and obviously all of the events happening on campus in the last couple of days. Talking about the federal shutdown, those are very much in the news. But coming up, really beginning this weekend, but Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the official holiday. But his actual day birthday was yesterday, so the celebration and commemoration has kind of already begun. A lot of events and happenings around the community, marches and walks and marches are walks, marches and walks and church services and events on campus and everything else. So that's what we're talking
MLK,
about this week.
Yeah, books inspired by Martin Luther King and the holiday and the celebration.
Cool.
Who's going first?
I think it should be you. I want to hear, so I want to put in a request for, which I'm sure you're already down this road already, but books for kids about the civil rights movement.
All of my books are books for kids.
I figured I was safe in requesting that. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of great nonfiction about Dr. King's life. There's a lot that people are just now, like, many grown-ups, not all grown-ups, but a lot of grown-ups are just more engaged in reading about this now and, you know, reading about civil rights and engaged in it. And yes, I was thinking, how do we talk to our kids on these difficult topics? So all three of my book recommendations are for kids. Thank you for setting that up.
Awesome.
And my computer just died, so I'm great with books titles and covers, but I'm terrible with authors.
Okay.
So here we go.
I've got Google fired up in case.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. That's the librarian's secret weapon. So I was also thinking about books that I have recommended in the past because. The last year, how long have we been doing this show?
Like 3 years.
Like 3 years?
I think. Yeah, it's been a while.
But
we've been
like,
here at University Place for more than 2 years now, and we started this back at the old home place.
Yeah. That's right.
Like 3 years.
But I think every year we use this as a prompt, as we should.
Right, right.
And I was thinking about it, and I was like, but I think I get in a rut, and I recommend the same books. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is talk about a book that I've recommended in the past, and then recommend a new one.
Awesome.
Here you go.
All right.
It's like
this
a two for one.
Nice.
So on the MLK show and many others, I think we have both recommended the graphic novel series March by John Lewis, John Lewis. It's been a long day. I'm kind of brain dead, which is a fab. So none of my books are about MLK specifically. They're all about the civil rights movement. So March is Representative John Lewis's story as a civil rights protester, freedom fighter, leader. They're such great graphic novels, and I recommend them like crazy. They're great for adults, for teens. My older son read them in, I think, sixth grade. So depending on your kid's reading capabilities, those are great books.
Awesome.
But I want to recommend a different book about John Lewis, not by him, because he wrote those in conjunction with some graphic artists. I want to recommend a wonderful picture book called Preaching to the Chickens, The Story of Young John Lewis. So first of all, I love chickens, so that's a great title for me, Preaching to the Chickens. But this is the story of his childhood, and it's told in picture book form. It's beautifully done. It's by a Caldecott nominee, which is the award for picture books, and it's about his boyhood. So he grows up.
That's awesome.
He wants to be a preacher when he grows up,
right?
And he's in this rural family, so he literally would go out and preach to the chickens while he was feeding the chickens. And this is about his, just all of that. I mean, it, you know, kind of runs this allegory with preaching to the chickens and preaching to your flock and caring for the flock. But you can also see the sort of kernel of who he became, and it's a beautiful picture book.
I highly
recommend Preaching to the Chickens, The Story of Young John Lewis.
By Jabari Asim?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I'm looking at the cover, and it's such a
beautiful
cover. Yeah.
Yes.
Illustrated by E.B. Lewis, but Jabari Asim is the author. Okay, so I was thinking, I wanted to get that from you, because I was thinking about, I'm trying to think back to my childhood and think about the first book or the first books that I read that really like put it in my head, the history of the civil rights movement and the struggle, and not just Dr. King, but just the history of race in America and race relations and why it's important. Because at some point in your childhood, you're going to get that book for the first time. You're going to get that message for the first time. What was it? And I think for me, and I've mentioned this book series on the air before, but it's been a while. They're called Value Books. They're written by Ann Donegan, and I think there were a couple of other authors as well. And it's this series of, they were hardcover books when I got them, like The Value of Respect, The Value of Honesty, The Value of Believing in Yourself. And they're all biographical stories about some significant figure in history, not necessarily American history, and their life story told in a way that also teaches this particular value. So the value of believing in yourself is Louis Pasteur, who believes in himself and cures rabies, right? And the value of saving is Benjamin Franklin, and the value of, like, there's so many different ones along the way. The value of courage, I think, is Terry Fox, who is the Canadian who decided to run across the... double amputee, lost both of his legs, and decided to run across Canada to raise funds and awareness for cancer. And some of the books that I got, one in particular was a biography of Harriet Tubman. And I can't remember what the specific value was, but it was that biographical story that taught me about the history of slavery and the history of that struggle and the history of civil rights in the 19th century and the fight that she undertook to free slaves. And the whole series is terrific. So it's also kind of hard to come by.
I was going
to
say, yeah. I'm not familiar with these. And so are they like middle grade? Like no, what age?
I must have been like 5 or 6. So to put it in, to give you like an age perspective, every single story is value and biography. And in every single one of the biographies, the figure has like an imaginary friend, like Terry Fox's shoes come to life, or I think Louis Pasteur's imaginary friend was like a germ or something like that. So it's for like younger elementary school students, but it was terrific. Like,
and the book series is called what?
Value Books. Ann Donegan wrote a lot of them.
Wow.
And who else? Spencer John Donegan. I think it might have been Spencer Johnson.
Isn't Spencer Johnson the guy that did Who Moved My Cheese?
I don't think so.
Isn't that who that was?
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyways, I've never heard of those books, but I love that framework. And there's a similar series that I've talked about here, and the name escapes me, that Brad Meltzer does, who's known for his thrillers, that currently looks at biography. They're like picture book biographies, but they focus on a great characteristic or trait of a person.
Ann Donegan is the one who wrote the Harriet Tubman book. It was The Value of Helping.
Helping.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you get the sense of like the connection between the value and the life story.
I love
it. It teaches you about this person and this history all at the same time.
And I bet they're totally out of print and nobody can find them except maybe at a friend's book sale.
Pretty much.
Right?
So that's my recommendation.
I love that one. So in the past, many times, I'm sure, I have recommended. Oh, actually, I'm going to backstep. And I want to put a plug in for public librarians and school media specialists / school librarians, whatever title they go by, in general, if you are looking for great books on difficult topics like this, and how do I start talking to my 4-year-old about civil rights or whatever it is, talk to your... if you're here in Chapel Hill, come and talk to our youth staff. They're trained to do this. The librarian at your kid's school can, they're always super helpful. Mm-hmm. So there's my plug for the profession.
Absolutely.
Go librarians.
Yes.
So the next book that I want to recommend is, many times I have recommended The Watsons Go to Birmingham, which is a middle grade reader by Christopher Paul Curtis. Many, many people have read it. It's on school lists everywhere, and it's a fabulous book. And the story of The Watsons Go to Birmingham, it's the story of an African-American family. They're living in Flint, Michigan in like 1963, 64. Older brother starts getting into trouble. They decide that younger brother, or that the older brother needs to spend the summer and the next school year with his grandma in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So the entire family takes a road trip, and it's all about that summer, this family, but also the differences in living in Michigan as a black family versus living in Alabama.
Right.
It's a fabulous book.
And it's 1963.
63,
so,
right, exactly. So then I was thinking, well, what's another book that I could recommend about a journey, a road trip or something? So the next book that I want to recommend is, it's also a picture book. It is called, hang on just a second, Ruth and the Green Book. So there's a movie out now called The Green Book, and everybody's, you know, now knows about The Green Book. Was basically an African-American's travel guide to the South, how to safely travel, where to stop, where not to stop. And again, that's a pretty difficult thing to talk about with a kid in 2018 or 20. So again, this is a beautiful picture book, and it's so well done, and it's the story of little Ruth, and this is earlier. This is set like in the 50s, and her dad gets a new car, and they're going to take a trip, and she is so happy about it. And from her kid view, she starts to see how they only stop at certain places, and sort of they do and don't, you know, order certain things or this and that. And it's sort of unfolds to talk about the Green Book and how her parents are using that to take this journey. And again, it's a beautiful picture book. The illustrations are great. The story is really tender. And what I like about it is it helps. It's an easier way into a really difficult topic.
I like that.
So Ruth and the Green Book, it's great.
Awesome. And I thought you had pulled it up, Ruth and the Green Book.
Ruth and the Green Book, the author is Calvin Alexander Ramsey.
Calvin Alexander Ramsey.
And then the illustrators, you should always mention the illustrators for picture books. So the authors are Calvin Ramsey and Gwen Strauss, and the illustrator is Floyd Cooper. And illustrators really are what make picture books so great.
Picture books, yeah.
All right,
so I'm going to jump forward to the present day. I just, a couple of months ago, read, and I think this book, I'm pretty sure this book just came out last year. DeRay McKesson is one of the kind of the major figures who was at the center of the Ferguson protest a few years ago. And he wrote, just published a book called On the Other Side of Freedom, which was about his life, but also his decision to make the journey, because he wasn't in Ferguson, but make the journey to Ferguson and participate in the movement there, and the way that they use social media and the interactions between demonstrators and police and residents and police and demonstrators and residents and how all of that played out. And then the not just the journey into activism, but now that I've journeyed into activism, what's the next step for me? He comes out as LGBT in the story. So how does that, or in the book, so how does that influence his decision making and his actions? It's a fairly short book. It's a fast read. It's an immediately relevant story because it's literally happening now. He's still a very active activist in the civil rights movement today. So it's DeRay McKesson, On the Other Side of Freedom, and it just got published last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep.
That's not one that I knew about, so thank you for
awesome.
The recommendation. Okay, so here's my third one.
This is it.
Again, many times on this show, I have mentioned Jacqueline Woodson. She is a huge author. She visited the library a couple years ago, and we broke the fire code that night. I mean, she's a big deal. So the book that many people know of hers and that I have recommended on this show many times is a book called Brown Girl Dreaming. Mm-hmm. It's written in free verse, which many authors are doing now, and it's great because I think lots of people think, oh, a kid's not going to get the free verse. Kids love it. But Brown Girl Dreaming, it's an autobiographical novel about her childhood. And she grew up spending her time between New York City and South Carolina in the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
So it's this wonderful story about a personal perspective on everything that was happening then. So I've recommended that book a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about what a similar read might be, but flip it a bit. And I want to recommend, this is again, it's a middle grade reader called Glory B. And the author is Augusta Scattergood, who is actually, I believe, a children's librarian.
Nice.
And this is her first book. And it's the story of Glory, who's an 11-year-old girl. And this is in Mississippi, and Glory wants nothing. Like, she's looking forward. It's the summer. It's her birthday. She's going to have her party at the pool. She's going to have a pool party. It's going to be awesome. But the pool closes.
Mm.
And she can't figure out why,
right,
when there's
okay.
nothing wrong
yes,
with the pool.
Yes.
And this and this. And, of course, what's happening is the town refuses to desegregate the pool, so the pool closes. So it's a really interesting perspective on this, told from the story of a young white girl, but it engages this whole issue and sort of her perspective. And again, much like the Green Book or talking about any of this, how do you talk to a young kid about, you know, why pools were segregated and why they aren't now and everything that happened? So I highly recommend both Brown Girl Dreaming and Glory B. by a librarian, Augusta Scattergood.
And speaking of librarians, if you want to talk to your kids about these difficult subjects and you don't know how to broach the subject, go and talk to a librarian.
That's right. And really
yeah.
any topic. I mean, we have
yeah.
people who come in and say, our dog died. We need some help finding some ways to talk about this, or, you know, whatever the family's facing, we are always there to help.
Awesome. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.